You were so worried that even Jesus condescended to assure you as he did last night. Jesus was certainly good to you to talk to you so kindly and lovingly. He told you that he would always look after your welfare, and he will. I do not believe that any other human has ever had that assurance direct from him since he came into spirit life. He is the one that you must believe in, and if you do, there is no telling to what heights you may. The Paget Messages 1914, rise to, for he seems to love you so much that I believe he will do whatever you may wish if it be not contrary to his ideas of what is good for you. So only trust in him, and I tell you that you will never want for anything, either in the earth life or in this. He is now trying to help you in your spiritual nature so that you can do his work, and when you become a better man in that particular, he will write you the message that he told you he would. Let me help you to believe fully in his promises. Yes, I know, but they will soon pass, and then you will realize what it is to have a God and a Jesus and a little wife love you. I am least, but I love you with all the love that I have, and you must realize it. Question asked about Professor Salyard's soulmate. He has never tried, as I suppose, for if he had, he would have found her. The fact is that he did not think of soulmates until he became more in contact with us, and then I suppose that he did not give sufficient consideration to the matter. I do not know, all spirits do not find their soulmates at once. Some of them not for long years, as I am informed. Yes, I will, and the next time that he writes, he will tell you that he has found out who she is, for I will search in that book of lives that you know about and find out and tell him, and then he will know and tell you. He is still in doubt, but I think that he is commencing to see the light, and you must continue to pray for him. Do not let the thought that he is not praying himself disturb you, for he is, and your mother is trying her best to convince him that he is in the right way by praying, and that soon he will see the light which will guide him to God's love. He is a wonderful spirit in his earnestness and desire to learn of the things of this life, and just as soon as he is convinced of the truth of the new birth, he will progress very rapidly, for he will not rest until he gets whatever is possible for him to obtain. Let your best and most loving thoughts go to him. Yes, sometimes, but he is not so very much convinced as to what I may know of the necessity of his learning to give his heart to God as he is as to what your mother and grandmother may know, and so I do not talk to him on this matter very often, yet he seems to think that I must have experienced something that makes me look so different from what I did when he first saw me in this life. Yes. He told you just what your father said and what your mother told him in reply. Your father was a spirit that liked the things of earth to a great 29 degree and enjoyed looking on at the pleasure of the earth life, as the professor told you. Yet he was also so good that he realized to a great extent the love of God and could write you about it very effectively. But he did not enjoy it as much as you might be led to believe from the way he wrote. But now he knows, and when he writes you again and tells you of the love of his father, you may believe that he experiences what he is writing about. He is my own dear daddy, and I love him very much. He is so kind and loving that I do not wonder that his soulmate loves him so much, and I believe that you must take after him, for I love you more than she does him. She may not agree with me, but I can't help that and still stick to what I say. I have seen his poem, and I know that he has written it. But I do not understand why he cannot write it to you without your learning to love him more. It does seem unexplainable to me, for I do not see how the want of more love on your part can possibly prevent him from writing the poem to you. He must not be ready to do it now, or he may feel bashful in doing so, but I will talk to him and urge him to do so. Maybe he does not think it of sufficient importance now that he has risen to a higher sphere, but I will find out and let you know. I will tell him what you say. Nothing more tonight, except that White Eagle says that you do not seem to want him to treat you any more, as you do not make the opportunity for him to do so. He says that you are all right, and that he will treat you tonight after you are through reading. He is very ready, so do not disappoint him. Your own loving, Helen. December 20, 1914. I am here, your mother. I am your mother, and I want to write you a few lines, for you have not let me write lately. So do not think that you are not very dear to me, for you are still my own darling boy. I am very happy as your father is now in a sphere where he is more spiritual and happy, as he has told you. His soulmate is with him very often and she loves him very much, but he does not yet seem to realize that she is the only one for him to love. He still has some of the old love for me which he had on earth, but that is not the true soulmate love. And he will soon realize it. So do not think that he is not very happy because I am not for him. He is a very bright spirit and needs only more of God's love to make him perfectly. The Paget Messages 1914, contented with his lot. Oh my darling boy, I am so glad that your soulmate is Helen. She is so beautiful and lovely now that she has found God's love that I can hardly tell you how beautiful she is. I am very happy also, but my soulmate is still in the earth plane and does not seem to progress as rapidly as he should. I wish that you could talk to him as you did to your father, for I believe that it would do him good. You seem to have a wonderful influence with the spirits of men who are in a condition of sin and darkness. God is certainly good to you and has favored you beyond my greatest expectations. You seem to have the faith that calls for an answering ear and for a love that reaches to the very throne of God, and I believe that you will in some way do a great deal of good in the spirit world as well as in the earth. Jesus is also interested in you and loves you with more than ordinary love. He seems to think that you will be of great help to him, and he is trying to show you the way to the Father's love and favor. So do not doubt what I say. I know that, but you will meet him or I will bring him to you before long, and have him write to you, and then you can tell him of what you know about God's love, and the necessity of his believing that he must give his whole heart to God. Yes, I can, and will later, when I bring him to you. I have a very good influence over him but not sufficient to cause him to believe in the Father's love being a necessity to his advancement. He is not a very spiritual man, and never was, but he is good-hearted and will listen to you. I know as you seem to have the power to make spirits listen to you. I do not understand why but it is so. So be very careful of this great power which God has given you, for if you should not do what I believe God has in store for you to do he might not continue the power, or might withdraw himself from you in the way that I mention. I will still believe that you are his special object of love and favor. Only do not neglect to do his will. I must stop now for you are tired. Your mother, Anna Paget. I am here, Helen. I am happy, and I am so glad that you feel so much better. You are now in a good condition of mind and I feel that you are commencing to believe in what we have told you. You will soon be free from your worries and then you will be in such a spiritual condition that you 30. Will be able to take the Master's messages, for he is waiting for you to do so. You must not let your mind get into the condition again that it was in during the past 2 weeks for it interferes very much with our communications, and also with your ability to work at your profession. You will be able to do what you want to Fanita, and then you will see that we can do much to assist you in material things, as well as in spiritual ones. Be only faithful and believe in what we tell you and you will be all right. So do not let me see you again in a despondent condition or I will not love you so much. You have had a very pleasant day in your association with those people who believe in spiritualism and I am glad that you spent the day with Judge Sirach and Cole Woods. He is a very great believer in spiritualism, but he does not know anything about the spiritual side of it. He thinks that the fact that his spirit friends communicate with him is all that there is to learn or be contented with. His friends were with you today and they are not of the higher spheres, but they are very good spirits and seem to be quite happy in their condition. He was telling you the truth when he said that Jesus came to him and talked at Mrs. Miller's seances, for your grandmother told me that she knows for Jesus told her he would attempt to do so. I, of course, don't know anything about it, but your grandmother says it is so, and you must believe her. She says that Jesus did not show himself or attempt to materialize at these seances, for he has never yet attempted to do this, as he is not inclined to come into the earth influences. He is not one who will do this, for he is too holy to take on the form of flesh again, as I have told you before. He is now doing his work solely by influencing men in the way of teaching them the truths of God, by means of his suggestions and messages through other spirits who are helping him so to do. No, I don't. He did not materialize sufficiently for that purpose. The photograph that he has was that of a spirit who impersonated the Master, for he will not permit himself to be photographed by anyone on earth, or even here. He is too pure in his spiritual nature to become an object of photography or even of clairvoyance, for he is a spirit that will not appear to man, except in the way that I have told you. So do not believe that he has ever appeared to any man either by way of the photograph or by clairvoyance. He will come to you in the way that, the Paget Messages 1914, he has told you and write his messages, but not in any other manner. I only know what your grandmother says about it, and I am writing at her dictation. She says that Jesus has told her that he will not appear to mankind again only as a teacher through his writings or through that of his spirits. So do not believe any spirit who says that he has seen Jesus materializing, for he has not. That was his appearance in a dream only. He was there but not as a materialized spirit. You merely saw him in your dream, and he was not even in the spirit form with you. It was the result of your own conscience working on your mind. You felt that you had not done what you knew he approved, and your own conscience took you to task for it and made you dream as you did. I do not attempt to reconcile these statements, for they need no reconciliation. When we told you that he would not leave you again, we only meant that your conscience would not again accuse you of doing what is contrary to his teachings. You were not really seeing him, but only dreaming that you were. He was not present with you but was in your dreams only as your own mind pictured him to be. So do not let the fact that it was only a dream make you think that it had no significance, for it had, and it showed you that unless you commenced to give your thoughts to higher things and live a better life, you would not have his care and love for your welfare any longer. It was only a warning that you should change your course of thinking and living. Yes, he told you, but I have explained what was meant. We know, because we saw it in your thoughts and then we knew that you had dreamed it. So you see, we do not have to know of things actually happening in order to be able to speak about them. All we have to is to learn what your mind is thinking, and we are then able to tell you just what you know and believe. Every man is the mirror of his own thoughts, and we do not have to know of our own knowledge just what has taken place in that man's life in order to tell him of all his actions and doings while on earth. We are able by our power of reading the brain of a man to know what he has done in his past life. His brain is a storehouse of all that he has done, even though he is not able to recall these things. But they are there in memory's halls, and we can see and learn what is recorded. So you see, the past is as apparent to us as the present. We do not always resort to this method of telling a man what is in store for him in the future. But when we need to know his past, all we have to do is to look into his memory's storehouse, and we 31, know. But dreams are not stored in memory always. Some are mere fleeting shadows that leave no trace of their ever having passed through his brain, while others leave their records on his memory. So when you dream, if your dream has any significance or is worthy of being preserved, it is in memory's home. But in order to know whether it is there or not, we have to search the hidden recesses of his memory as well as the more open places. So you see, every act that a man is guilty of and every dream that has a significance or is worthy of preservation is kept on record for future reference. Then how careful ought a man try to do what is right in God's sight, and not do those things which will rise up before him when his spirit comes here and arises before him in judgment. I am not going to tell you of what I saw at the meeting at Mr. Colburn's tonight. I saw a large number of spirits that wanted to communicate with Miss Colburn, but who were not able to, and who were very much disappointed. Her mother was one of the most anxious, as she has some information that she very much desires that her husband should know, and you must tell Miss Colburn that she must sit for her mother to write. She is a very beautiful spirit and knows that Mr. Colburn will not live much longer, and that he should do something in reference to his affairs before passing over. So tell her to let her mother write as soon as she can. Other spirits, though, were only attracted by their desires to make known their presence and tell some of their experiences in spirit life. Yes, Judge Sirik's mother was there, and also his soulmate. They wanted to tell him of their love and how much they are interested in his giving more of his thought to them and to things spiritual, for he is not going to live very long, as he has a bad case of Bright's disease, acute or chronic nephritis, and needs to be very careful with himself. I don't know anything about what some spirit may have told him, but I am informed by his mother that she knows that he is not going to live very long. Even if his spirit friend did tell him that he was going to live until he was 70 years old, he must not believe that, or he will suddenly find that his life is not for him to live as a man of 70. He must not think that he is going to live to be that age, for he will suddenly find that his life is not one that is to be extended to that age. I mean that he will suddenly die and realize that his information was not correct. 5. Judge Sirach did die suddenly soon after this message was given, in March 1915. 5. The Paget messages 1914, no do not, for it would do him harm. He is not a very bad man, but he needs the soul development in order to become a good man as his mother and soulmate wants him to be. She is here now and wants to send him a message. So tell him that his soulmate does not think that he loves her as much as he should, and that he is only trying to let himself believe that he is not really her soulmate, and wants to marry the young girl at the university home. She is not for him, and he must not think of doing so, for he would be very unhappy if he should do so. If he must get married, tell him to marry an older woman and he will find more happiness, or better still, not marry at all, as he will only need his soulmate to love him and make him happy if he will only let her do so. He is not going to live very long and he will soon be with her to love and make him happy. So tell him to give most of his thoughts to her and he will be a very much happier man. She says that you must teach him the way to God's love, for you know how, and he will listen to you, if you will only try, and if you do he will bless you just as soon as he comes over, for he will have the benefit of that teaching and will not have to suffer the expiation of going through the earth plane. So she says please try to tell him of the only way that will lead him to happiness and to his soulmate who is so anxiously waiting for him. Be his friend in this particular and you will never regret it. She is in the third sphere with me and is a very lovely spirit and is trying her best to influence him to become a more spiritual man, so that he may be able to come and live with her when he comes over. She loves him very dearly and will not let his love for her keep him away from the true place of joy and happiness. I mean that she will not let his want of love for her keep him away from true joy and happiness. She sees that he is not thinking as much of her as he should, but when he comes over he will not fail to recognize that she is the only one in all the spirit world that is his own true soulmate. She says that he is now very dear to her, and when she gets him with her she will be so happy that he will see that his happiness can only be found with her. So tell him to think more of her at his leisure moments. The young girl that he is thinking of does not care for him as a sweetheart, and if she should marry him it would only be because he would be able to take care of her, and relieve her of the condition which she is now in on account of her father's unsuccessful adventure in trying to run a 32 school and form a new church, which he will never do, for his ideas of religion are all wrong. I mean the peculiar tenets that he is trying to introduce. Some of his ideas are all right, but most of them are not. He is a very well-educated man, but is very visionary in his ideas as to what he thinks he sees in the spirit life. He never talks to Jesus as he preaches, nor does he ascend into the heavens, for no man does that now until he has given up his earth life. So he will not succeed, for his foundation principles are not true. I am not in condition to write much more tonight. You are my very own darling Ned, and I love you with all my heart and soul. You loved me when the music was playing my song that I used to sing to you so often. Oh, my darling, love me with all your heart as I do you. So good night, your own true wife, Helen. December 25, 1914. I am here, your own true and loving Helen. On this Christmas Eve, we rejoice that the people all believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. He is now in the higher home waiting for the worship of the people of him to end, as he does not enjoy the worship. He wants the people to worship God and God alone. He is not very happy when they worship him, for he says that he is only a son of his father and that they should not worship him as God. He does not believe that he is worthy of such adoration and he is not pleased at it. So you must love him and not worship him, for he will not love you so much as he does now if you do. What I tell you is true, for he has said it himself, and you must believe it to be true. Let me tell you that you are very close to him, and he wants you to do just as he says, for he intends to give the world the true doctrines of God's love and being and his own relationship to the Father through you as his messenger. So do not let the thought that you are wrong in believing what he tells you. Now we must stop, for you are not in such a good condition to write more at this time. Your own true and loving wife, Helen. I am here, Helen. You are much better tonight, and I am so glad, for you needed to give up all your worries and learn to trust God for all your wants. He will take care of you in every way, and you will not lack for anything that is right for you to have. So, do not worry anymore, and you will not only be, the Paget Messages 1914, happy, but will be successful in all your efforts of a material kind. Yes, do that and you will feel like a man out of prison, for cares and worries are the things that make a man captive. His love will set you free indeed, as Jesus says and he knows. Be true to God and to yourself, and you need not care what the future may bring, for it will bring everything which the Father knows to be for the best. You are now my own true Ned, and I love you so much that I cannot tell you of its intensity. Let your thoughts turn to God and his love, and you will be the happiest man on earth, for you have his love to a great degree, and you have Jesus to love and care for you in a way that we all wonder at. He seems to think that you are his special care, and will not let you need for anything that he sees you should have for your material good. He is here and will write to you tonight and tell you what you must do in order to be able to carry out his mission, which he has designed for you. So listen to him very attentively and try to follow his instructions, and you will be a very happy and fortunate man. We are all so grateful that he has selected you for the work, and when you engage in it, we will all be with you to assist you in doing everything that is possible for you to do. Your grandmother is here and says that you must try to learn exactly what the Master wishes you to do, and do it with all your might. She is full of love for you and so happy that you have been chosen by Jesus to do this work that she is praising God all the time and giving thanks for his love and favor. Do not think that you cannot do what he may tell you to do, for you can if you will only try. But you must have faith in his teachings and not let the other spirits or any of your friends on earth lead you to believe that Jesus is not writing to you and asking you to be his true disciple. He is with you in every hour of need and loves you with a love that knows no limit. He is so very holy and pure that what he says must impress you that it is he that writes to you, so do not doubt in any particular. He says that you are his chosen one, and you will be a great man in teaching mankind what the truth is and what God's love means to all humanity. So let him teach you and you believe. We are now all here and are trying our best to make you feel our presence, and know that love is all around you waiting for you to feel its influence and cause you to give more of your love in return. I am very happy tonight, for you seem nearer to me than ever since the night that you prayed so very earnestly for my progression to my present 33, home. It was a glorious night when your prayers were answered, and I felt the love of God flowing into my heart in such abundance and in such perfect peace. Oh, my darling, if you could only see how happy I am. I know that you would praise God for his goodness and thank him for being so kind to your little wife. You must now let Jesus write, and I will write you afterwards if you are not too tired for me to do so. So goodbye for the present, Helen. I am here, Jesus. You are my dear brother, and I will tell you what I desire you to do at this time. You must not let the worries of your business life keep you from giving your thoughts to God in worship and in prayer, and from believing in me and loving me as your friend and teacher, for I am, and wish only to have you do those things which will make you more at one with the Father and love me more. You must try to let all your thoughts turn to the mission which I have selected you to do, for I have chosen you and you must do my work. As I am the one that God selected to do his work when I was on earth, so you are the one that I now select to do my work by giving to the world my messages of truth and love. I will soon commence to write them, and you must preserve them until such time as you shall be in condition to publish the same, which will not be very long, for I have already told you, the means that will enable you to give your whole time to me will soon be at your command. I do not want you to think that you are not worthy to do this great work, for if you were otherwise, I would not have selected you, and this fact alone should be sufficient to make you not doubt that you are a suitable person for the work. Let me tell you now that no matter what you may think will happen to your business affairs and work, I will look after you and remove all obstructions so that, as I say, you will soon be able to commence your duties. In my teachings I want to show that I am only my Father's son as you are his son, and not to be worshipped as God. He is the only God and the people who are worshipping me in all parts of the world are not doing what I desire, for they are putting God in the background and making me their object of worship, which is all wrong and which I am so anxious to have ceased. They must look upon me only as a son of God and their elder brother who has received from the Father his full love and confidence, and which I, the Paget Messages 1914, am bidden to teach to them. You are not to let anyone tempt you to let your love of God be displaced by any love that you may have for me, for your love for me must not be the kind that you have for him. He is the only God and you must worship him alone. So be careful and make the distinction, or you will make a most egregious, flagrant mistake. I am your own dear brother and teacher and love you with a love that I have for very few mortals. Why? Because I see that you will be a true follower of me and will love God as I love him. Only, I do not want you to think that you are now in a condition that leaves you free from sin or the necessity of progressing to the Father with all your heart for an inflowing of his love. You must get all this love that is possible and that can be gotten only by prayer and faith. So in your prayers, have faith and the time will come when you will become very close to the Father and enjoy his love to a degree that few have so far obtained. Yes, it is possible and, as I say, it will take place, only do as I have told you. Yes, I will help you with all my power and love, and you will succeed. Only try to believe and you will realize before you come to the spirit world that God is your Father to a degree that will enable you to live very near him as I am living. Your faith is now very great as I know, and notwithstanding the fact that at times you have doubts and get despondent, yet your faith is there and it will grow in intensity and become so strong that it will never again be broken. Yes, there are many things in my life as written in the Bible which are true and many that are not true. These I will tell you when I come to write my messages and you must wait until then. Yes, I did, but not in the sense that it is taught. To forgive sin is only to let the true penitent feel that just as soon as he prays God to blot out his past offenses and truly believes that he will do so, the sins are no longer held against him for which he will have to account. I could not myself forgive sin, for I was not God, but I could tell them truly that if they repented, God would forgive their sins. Later I will tell you in detail what real forgiveness is and what it consists of. As for the healing act which I performed at the pool of Bethesda 6, I am reported to have said, "Is it easier to say, take up thy bed and walk, than for it would appear that this is an error, either of transcription or reception." 6. God to forgive your sin? Well, that is the way it is recorded, but that is not what I said. Actually I said, "That thou may know that the Son of Man through the power of God can forgive sin, I say unto you, take up thy bed and walk." It was only as God's instrument in showing man the way to his divine love that I could bring about forgiveness of sin, and not by any power of my own. If God did not forgive, I could not and neither can any man. I know that a church claims that authority, but it is not correct. It has no power to forgive sin or to grant any favor or indulgence to mankind, and its assertions of that power is a mere usurpation of what God alone has the power to give. May God's blessing and mine rest upon you tonight, Jesus. I am here, your grandmother. Was he not lovely and grand? You certainly are a very favored man, and I wonder at the great love that may be yours and promises of the Master. Yes, I heard what he said, and he knows. You must believe, for he never says what he does not know to be true. You are certainly more blessed than all others. Only think of that promise and the certainty of it. You are too tired to write more now. Your loving grandmother, Anne Rollins. I am here, Helen. You are too much loved by the Master to ever be unhappy. So let me say good night, and that I love you with all my heart and soul, Helen. December 27, 1914. I am here, Helen, I am very happy, and so are you. Let me tell you that you are very near the kingdom as your grandmother says, for you have a faith that will soon bring you so close to God that you will not let worries or the things of earth trouble you very much. Give all your thoughts to God and to his love and you will soon realize that only his love is necessary for you to become a very spiritual man and one whom the Master will soon use to carry out his work of teaching the people what truth and love are. So do not hesitate to give yourself to God unreservedly and without doubt, and also to believe that the Master is writing 34, the Paget Messages 1914, to you, and that he loves you in the way that he told you, for he does, and you are favored above all others that I know of.